Proclamation number 3151, dated the June 7th, 1944. Intervention by God. The incomprehensible is about to happen. God Himself will speak to people in a way which will generate fear and horror. This time will soon be here, for humanity can no longer expect consideration, seeing that it is completely devoid of love. It will start the ball rolling itself. It will give rise to the intervention itself, for it constantly violates God's commandments, the commandment of love for God and one's neighbor. And it scrupulously carries out satanic actions which are bound to lead to ruin if God does not intervene and thereby still save souls who find thaumatum in adversity. And this is the sign of the time which God proclaimed long in advance, that the end of the preceding bitterly fierce battle will be determined by God, because He wants to reveal Himself and His power. He Himself will terminate the conflict, yet differently than people expect. Through His intervention, which consequently is of decisive importance for the whole world, He will steer worldly events in a different direction. People will have to realize that they are powerless and that a higher power conducts global affairs. And they will have to bow to this power. The adversity, which human will had already made almost unbearable for many people, will be severe. Yet then they will have to struggle with tribulations sent to them by God Himself, and cannot revolt against them because they cannot hold anyone responsible for it. Yet people's conduct prior to this cannot be called human anymore, and thus God will reveal His might to them. Where people previously wanted to demonstrate their power and brutally proceeded against their fellow human beings, that is where God will show Himself in His actions, and compared to Him all are weak and defenseless, and their shameful rage will fall back onto those who mercilessly only want to cause destruction simply because they feel powerful. No one can possibly imagine the ensuing chaos once people's unbridled feelings of hatred and vengeance break through. And this destructive will signifies the disintegration of that which God the Lord created before it has reached its goal. People of the present time are typified by their constant will of destruction, which is a sign that they are enslaved by the power which tries to obliterate everything in order to prevent the souls from drawing closer to God. People are not aware that the violent destruction of created things, be they human, animal or solid matter, has terrible consequences. How the immature spiritual substances within rage and wreak havoc, and what turmoil this signifies in the spiritual kingdom. They pester and detrimentally affect people's souls, and even the believers feel their influence and become disheartened and discouraged. A mighty will must therefore put an end to it for the sake of the spiritual beings which endeavor to approach God and are supposed to be diverted by God's adversary through His compliant servants on earth. And this is why God's voice will resound immediately after the implementation of a plan which will exceed every atrocity ever devised by people. There is only a little time left. First, a horrifying event has to take place for the whole world to pay attention to in order to hear God's voice even more clearly. Many victims will yet have to fall prey, i.e., they will have to sacrifice their lives for a dishonest cause, so that those people in need of coming to their senses will pay heed, for they all contribute towards the chaos and thus are also partly to blame if they don't realize the injustice and stop supporting it. The divine voice always and forever admonishes and warns. It points out wrongdoing to everyone, yet it also demands to be heeded, or else it will resound with the voice of thunder to everyone's horror and pass judgment according to law and justice. For the blame rests with everyone, and only those can be acquitted who detest humanity's behavior and want to belong to God, for they recognize the injustice and fear and know that the wrath of God will strike the evildoers. And the hour will come suddenly and unexpectedly, for it is the last great blessing before the end, so that anyone will still be converted who doesn't live carelessly and recognizes God in the natural disaster, which is inevitable in accordance with God's will. Amen.